Inside again, he checked. Every lead iris was working flawlessly. The readers were powered. They went on and off at the feeder. He let them run to give Angus and Kerr a signal to set their recorders to over at the academy. Johnny busied himself with placing and armor welding the desks and drawing board in place. No molecular cutter would ever dent those welds. At 8 o'clock, Angus and Kerr sauntered in as though just arriving for the day. They bolted the door and both turned huge grins on Johnny.
It works,
said Angus.
We watched you laboring away and even read the serial number of your welding torch. We got all 15 readers on the screen.
He thrust out his hand.
And here's the discs.
They replayed them. They could even see the grain in material, much less read numbers. They heaved a sigh of relief. Then Angus took Johnny by the shoulder and pointed to the door.
We needed your skill and ideas up to now, but from here on it's just putting cream on the oatmeal to convince Turl. Every minute you stay here is a minute too long.
Kerr was already putting the rigged probe back in exactly the same place, arranging the cabinet just as it had been.
When I took on this job and suspected you'd be coming,
he said as he worked,
I fueled a plane. It's the one exactly opposite the hangar door. 93 is the last of its serial numbers, all waiting for you. They don't want us, they want you.
It will take us only 45 minutes or an hour to rig the rest. You get out of here, and that's an order from Sir Robert, to get you gone the moment you can leave.
Kerr now had relocked the door of the cabinet and was prying at the corner with a jimmy to make it appear it had been unsuccessfully tampered with without being opened.
Goodbye,
he said emphatically. Yes, it was true. They could handle the rest and were in no danger. But it was also true that it had to be completed. He would get ready and stand by in the plane.
Come down and tell me when it's all done.
You go!
Johnny gave them a salute and went out. They locked the door behind him. He went down the passage to Char's room to get his kit. It was 8:23 in the morning. Already 2 hours too late.